For Detroiters, this will be the first Christmas without Northland Mall. The iconic shopping center closed its doors earlier this year. It's going to be torn down. And that has Desiree Cooper asking, where is the black community going to go to find a black Santa Claus? Cooper is a former attorney, Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, and Detroit community activist.
Ever since I can remember, Northland was the surefire place where parents could take their kids to see a black Santa. My children grew up with two astounding life experiences that, for me, are the sign of progress we've made as a race. They've never voted for a white president, and they've never sat upon the lap of a white Santa. I called around to area shopping centers, including Eastland Center, Fairlane Town Center, Oakland Mall, and I asked them whether there would be a black Santa this year. The answer was a unified and sheepish no. This is definitely going to be a white Christmas. Now, let's be honest. The end of Northland Mall and its iconic black Santa will not make most black children feel like somebody stole Christmas. After all, every depiction of Santa that they see, from the television to movies to storybooks, they all show that rosy-faced, jolly grandpa who is unapologetically white. But this is not about black children with visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads. It's about black parents and how they can both protect and cultivate their children's racial self-esteem in a society that rarely affirms their blackness. Jaron Calhoun is an African-American social worker, and he's been dressing up like Santa every year for the past 13 years. He says the quote-unquote fact that Santa is white feeds into the bigger idea in our society that white is good and black is bad. Increasingly, black families are donning their homes with black angels, black creches, and black Santas during the holidays. Now, for them, Christmas icons should match the culture of the family that's celebrating it. They balk at the notion that their children should believe in a white man that brings them toys, when the black parents are the ones that are working hard to make their children feel safe and loved and happy. While the evolution of our modern notion of Santa Claus arguably has very little to do with race, we have to remember that racism is as much about effect as it is intent. For many black families, the imagery of a white man coming into black homes to make children happy smacks of white paternalism and even slavery, where the white master usurps the power of the parents to care for the needs of their own children. Calhoun believes in the importance of a black Santa so much that he actually went to school to become a trained Santa Claus. In 2008, he was the only person of color out of 70 people who graduated from the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School in Midland, Michigan, considered the Harvard of Santa schools. The nonprofit school started in 1937 and accepts students from all around the world. Over the course of 3 days, the students learn things like the history of Christmas, the proper dress and makeup, how to do media interviews, and latest trends in toys, and even the habits of live reindeer. Calhoun says that he was only the third African American to ever attend the school and the only person of color in his class. I checked the school's Facebook page, and I could only discern one person of color in the photo of this year's graduating class. I think it's telling, though, that they actually accept people of color. I think it says something when the official Santa training school acknowledges that Santa can be black. Now, has his Santa Harvard diploma led to more invitations to play jolly old Saint Nick? Sadly, no, says Calhoun. He's nearing retirement, and he hopes that by putting in a little bit more effort, he can boost his role as Santa during Christmases to come. But it's not like mainstream businesses and malls are desperately searching for diverse Santas. Calhoun says it's just a matter of money. He told me that the stores are interested in attracting customers during the holidays, and they know that black parents are less sensitive about bringing their children to see a white Santa than white parents are about bringing their children to see a black Santa. In fact, Northland often split the difference, having both a black and a white Santa at different hours. I'm dreaming of a Christmas when all children can see a little of themselves reflected in Santas everywhere. Now that would be a miracle on Main Street.
Desiree Cooper is a former attorney, Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, and a Detroit community activist. Her essay first appeared in Black Magazine. And if you live in the Detroit area, you might want to know there'll be Black Santa events this weekend at the Black Metro Parent offices in Ferndale.